Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. And once again, joining us on the podcast is Billy Zerkat. You've heard him with us many, many times. Billy doing great work, raising money, making pizzas, and having fun with the football season. Billy, where were you when that football dropped near the goal line and the Bears rushed the field and they beat the hated Packers at Soldier Field?
I was in a deep sweat in my apartment watching the game with my wife and a bunch of friends. Actually, funny story, but I was actually in pitch black, which is even funnier. There's a common room in my building that we can kind of, like, a shared space. And the lights and doors in that room automatically lock at 10 p.m. And so this is the second straight Bears-Packers game where the game ran kind of late. And so the lights go out, and it literally goes out on that, like, last final drive that the Bears had the ball. So we watched, like, basically the last, like, 2.5 minutes of the game in the pitch black. It was hysterical.
It's one of those games we're going to be talking about for years. Hopefully another victory this Sunday at Soldier Field. But we were like, we got to do something Bears-related going into another massive Bears game. And if you're not familiar with Billy, Billy does the Chicago Pizza Squares. Every week he looks at the Bears' opponent, and he makes a pizza using ingredients you might find from an opponent's town. Packers, obviously, cheese curds, all sorts of things. You've done a whole bunch of them, Billy. Yeah. What do you have planned this week for the L.A. Rams?
This is the third season of Chicago Square, so there's been many repeats, especially with the divisional opponents. This Sunday, so this is an exclusive to the pod here, so if you're going to hear it, usually I don't release these until the morning of, but I've done a couple different Los Angeles-inspired pizzas over the last 3 years. I've done California burrito. Last season I did a French dip, and Sunday I decided to do an In-N-Out double-double animal style inspired pizza. In-N-Out started about 20 miles from LA. It's really synonymous with California and LA in general, and I thought it'd be a fun pizza to put out this Sunday. So I'm going to go with the In-N-Out animal style double-double burger.
You can follow Billy on social media to see all these. Can people actually eat these pizzas, Billy? Can they pick them up somewhere?
Not this year. You had a chance early in the season. Last year, I partnered with Pizza Mata and Logan Square. They sold recreations of it. They decided not to do that again this year. It's just kind of a lot of work on them and a lot of work on me, and I wanted to just kind of keep it as my passion project, and I wanted to grow the series online. I did partner with the Staley, Israel Adonijay's sports bar in the South Loop for a series of watch parties. We picked four games this year where I hosted a watch party, and they served recreations of my pizza of that week. We just did them for four games. The final game was the first Packers game that they lost on the road there. But yeah, it was it's not available, unfortunately, unless you live in my building or a friend of mine. I give these away pretty much every week, but you have to be in the circle of trust to get a hold of it. But yeah, I decided this is kind of just something I wanted to do for myself and kind of grow the series online and not really focus on selling it.
So not just for food, but you're also one of my favorite follows for Chicago sports in general. And I know you you had some fun at the Packers' expense, specifically the owner of Solemn Oath. So do you want to go into that with our listeners?
Yeah, so Solemn Oath is a brewery here. They're based in Naperville. They have a location tap room in Logan Square, literally down the street from my apartment. And they put up a post. The owner, John Barley, is a Packers fan. And they put up a post that morning before the Bears game. It said, if the Packers lose or the Bears beat the Packers today, our owner will do whatever the top comment says. And I immediately, first comment, put up, brew a beer called Green Bay Tears. And immediately, everyone loved this post, and, you know, everybody's super pumped about it. And then, of course, the Bears win, and now this is I'm brewing a beer with the boys. So we're going to be putting out this beer. It'll be ready for opening game next season. So it's not going to be, you know, not turned around, obviously, this for this year, but it'll be out for kickoff of the 2026 season. And we're going to put together a nice, like, fun release party where I'll be probably serving my Chicago Squares pizza for the week. Well, we have a lot to plan ahead, but it's going to be really cool. They're super good sports about, you know, doing it, and it'll be a fun concept. And another thing, too, I was going to mention, in addition to the regular Chicago Squares pizzas I've been doing, I started doing this little mini series within the past 2 weeks here, where I'm making pizzas dedicated to the players. So I've done 3 special editions so far. Actually, technically, I would have done 4. So I did one for Ben Johnson when he took his shirt off right after that game. I did a Chicago hot dog pizza for Ben Johnson for the Wiener Circles, kind of fitting. I did a Kyle Manungai pizza about a week and a half ago or so. It was dedicated to his time inspired by his time at Rutgers. There's a group of trucks, like fast food trucks. They're called grease trucks, where they serve they're called fat sandwiches. And these sandwiches have, like, everything from, like, burgers to mozzarella sticks on top of them, chicken fingers. Like, just really, like, drunk college food. So I made a fun pizza inspired by that for Kyle. I made a chicken Alfredo pizza, which is Colston Loveland's favorite food, fun fact. And I actually got the seal of approval from his mother, who commented on the post.
So that's lovely.
I made one for Colston. And then I just posted Tremaine Edmonds' a pizza dedicated to him. It was actually an Italian beef pizza, and it was kind of my love letter to Chicago and his, you know, his little signature move saying "It's Chicago" after the game. That's inspired by DJ Ferris from Power 92 in Chicago. And then I am working on something right now, actually truly in the process. I am making a Caleb Williams Iceman pizza.
Ooh.
And it's tough to make an Iceman pizza, friends, because I don't really make frozen pizzas, but I'm actually making a dessert pizza. So I'm not going to give away all of it. You have to stay tuned and see it, but there will be matcha involved.
You know,
I've heard,
Billy, and this is not confirmed. One of these days I'm going to actually ask Caleb that Caleb is a big fan of Nando's chicken, Peri Peri chicken.
Really?
Nando's, I believe the first locations were in the D.C. area, which is where Caleb grew up.
Oh,
so
that
this
makes
is,
sense.
What I've heard. Just throwing that out there, Billy. Maybe we can get confirmation.
Yeah.
I mean, that opens up a big possibility for you. Because I love Nando's.
Yeah, I love that.
Nando's
I made a Caleb. I made a Caleb pizza. Actually, it was just a recycled pizza I did last. I made a mumbo sauce chicken pizza for Bears Commanders like 2 years ago, really. But then I came across a video that the Bears social team put out earlier this year about like their favorite. I think it was like it was during the preseason when they played the Bills. They were asking the players what's their favorite wing order, and Caleb says, you know, it was five wings fried hard with mumbo sauce and fries. So I just repackaged a video that I did a couple years ago, and I turned it into like a Caleb pizza. I could have went a bunch of different routes for Caleb to make like a savory, regular, normal pizza, but I really wanted to do something inspired by the nickname Iceman. It's just too, it's too good. Everybody knows it right now. So, I'm way out of my wheelhouse, with this one, but if I hit it and it does right, it does well, you know, I think it'll be good. And my goal is to try to get Caleb to comment on it. So that would be fun.
We need you at Hellas. You know, he's a big matcha fan too. I don't know. That would be a difficult pizza.
Matcha's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
So
matcha's going on.
I'll just spoil it for you. So it's actually not a traditional pizza in any way. It's really just like a cookie cake. But the base of the pizza is a giant cookie. So it's a cookie dough is the base. I'm topping it with vanilla ice cream. And then I have peanut M&Ms that look like blue and orange peanut M&Ms that look like painted fingernails. I'm going to I'm freezing it to like let it set. And then I'm going to cut it into squares like a tavern style pizza. Finish it with a blueberry compote, which is, he does like a promotional deal with a blueberry brand. So I know he likes blueberries. It's part of the TB12 method, part of his diet. So that's that. I'll finish with the blueberry compote, and then I'm finishing it with a white chocolate matcha ganache.
Nice.
So it'll
there
have
you
like
go.
A There it is. So, and I just have my wired headphones in. I'm ready to roll like Caleb, you know?
We got to get you on British Bake Off after that one, man.
Oh, God, no. Don't I mean, I'm more of a savory baker. I can make cookies, but yeah, if I watch that show with my wife, and, you know, typically we watch cooking shows, I always say, oh, I can do this. I crush it on here. No, there's no shot. I would be so awful at that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to have fun. You guys know it. I'm very passionate about sports. I worked for a long time in sports media, and I love food, obviously. And I think there's a really cool niche I've kind of created. And
yeah.
I mean, it's out there, but I think I do it better than most because I have like a true passion to both. And I love telling stories through food. And this is like the perfect avenue. And, you know, I actually do want to mention one thing, maybe unrelated to the Bears, because it also is very food and sports related. You guys familiar with my sandwich, the D-Rose?
Yes.
I think I've talked about it before.
Yeah.
So I made a chopped cheese sandwich inspired by Derrick Rose. It was inspired by his time with the Knicks when he was playing for New York back in 2022. And it's a chopped cheese sandwich that has Chicago elements with J.P. Graziano Jardinera and Harold's Chicken Mild Soft that I put on there. And we've done pop-ups and done a couple of pop-ups with JT's Genuine out in Irving Park. And the last year we brought it back for D Rose Day, and I needed to do something. I had to do something related for Rose for his return to retirement next week. So we're doing a one night pop up. I just announced it today. So next Friday, the 23rd from 7 to 9 PM, you can join us at JT's Genuine. We'll have 50 sandwiches available, first come, first serve. And each person who purchases a sandwich will be entered into a raffle. And my friends at Fanatics are donating a Derrick Rose jersey that will be given away for that as well.
Very cool.
Amazing.
Billy, going back to the football squares, tell everyone what you did for this last Green Bay game. And Green Bay's got to be the most fun for you, I would imagine, because there are a lot of possibilities, the style of pizza you can make. What's your favorite opponent to make a pizza for? And then what's been the most challenging for you over the past few years?
Well, okay. So like last week, Bears Packers, I did it was the first ever playoff Chicago Squares pizza. I wanted to come with something strong and special. So I made a pizza inspired by, Wisconsin supper clubs. So it was a prime rib pizza, that was topped with mashed potatoes, had some, broccolini on there. I baked it and then I finished it with, have you been to a supper club before? Are you familiar with like the relish tray?
Sure.
Yes.
So I made a relish tray relish. So basically what I did was take some olives, some pickled vegetables, some regular raw vegetables, and I kind of blitzed them together, made this little relish and garnish with that. So that was my Green Bay pizza last week. Favorite cities, honestly, this year is the first time we played the Eagles. And since the series has started, and I couldn't wait to do a Philly pizza because I just love Philly culture. Or food culture, maybe not the regular culture in Philly, especially not the fandom. But I wanted to do something to represent Philly. And my thing when I make these pizzas, I don't always do the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Like I didn't make a cheesesteak pizza. That's so, it's done before.
Would be good though, Billy. Would be good.
It will. I mean, I would say I was hoping that they won and the Bears would have played them because I would have actually made a cheesesteak pizza for the playoffs. But I made a roast pork and greens pizza, nice, which I think is the better of the two sandwiches out in Philly. So I did that. And Philly's a really fun city. New Orleans is a very fun city. I think the biggest challenge overall is, you know, when you with these divisional teams, you're playing the Packers twice a year. You're playing the Lions twice a year, the Vikings twice a year. I get sick of making a Juicy Lucy pizza or a hot dish pizza for Minnesota. Like, I can't assume, just like you guys with radio, I can't assume that someone has watched or, you know, seen this series before. So like, I kind of have to play the hits a little bit and like bring one of the obvious choices back a year, you know, because you just don't know. If somebody tunes in for the first time and they see me doing a Packers pizza and they don't see cheese curds or broth, they're like, what is this? That's not really Wisconsin. But with that being said, you know, that's been really fun to kind of really like dive deep into these cities' cultures because I like to. My goal is if you're watching Chicago Squares and you are from, you don't need to be a Bears fan to enjoy this. If you're tuning in and you're from Green Bay and you hate the Bears, but then you see a dude that made a fish fry pizza for your team and use, you know, beer from, you know, brewed in Wisconsin and local ingredients and pay like respect to the culture of the food culture of the city and the city itself while having fun with it. Like that's my goal. I want to get a thumbs up from someone who's watching the, you know, watching this from the other city. And to answer your question, the hardest team really was Jacksonville. But I got lucky that the Bears played in London last year, so I did a full nice. English breakfast.
There you go. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Sorry. Yeah, we can't let you go without talking about the Trip and Billy tour. Sure. We have your Trip and Billy signature pizza that you, when you collaborate with places, you then are able to kind of like do something fun that fits what that place does. Do you have any stops coming up on the Trip and Billy tour? I don't want to put you on the spot if you want to keep that hush-hush,
I haven't actually. So I took the Trip and Billy, my namesake pizza, the shishito pepper and corn pizza that I created at home during the pandemic. And it is the pizza that gave me the platform that I have today. I've raised close to $80,000 for the Muscular Dystrophy Association by doing different collaborations where I take those toppings and whatever style of pizza, whether I meet up with Peace and we're doing a New Haven pizza, or if I'm doing it with Pizza Michi and doing a tavern style, like, we'll serve it in their style of pizza, just with my toppings, and a portion of the proceeds goes to the Muscular Dystrophy Association that helps support children and adults like myself that live with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other neuromuscular diseases. I took a little bit of break. Like, after basically September of last year, I went so hard all year with my constant pop-ups, constant collaborations, and it was just a lot to do this all with a full-time job. And I kind of took a little pause. The last one I did was stop number 23, so it was the 23rd iteration of the Trip and Billy. I did it at George's Deep Dish out in Edgewater. And I am going to do a little raffle pop-up. It's like a mini pop-up I'm doing with Dan, who runs a Kazaza House Pizza. He's a home pizza maker and he does little pop-ups. So we're going to be doing a little thing together. But as far as the next true stop, I haven't planned it out yet. I'm kind of like trying to pick and choose my spots. I want to change it up and I want to do something big. I got to throw it out there. The big goal for this year, I've done this now at some amazing places around the city, including like historic partnerships with both Pequod's and Geno's East. That was the first person to ever, you know, collaborate with both those places and serve a pizza that was not like a traditional red sauce pizza. And I was definitely the first person ever to do that at Pequod's. And my eye this year, my goal is to try to do something with Lou Malnati's. It's a name that's synonymous with Chicago pizza. You know, it's obviously a chain, but it's a chain that's true to Chicago. And I think that would be really, really special. So like that's like my big fish I'm trying to get at this year. And there's been a wave of newer tavern style spots around the city, like Zarella and I think DD's downtown. There's a couple places that just opened up, so I'll probably connect with them at some point. But yeah, I'm kind of took a little pause, but I'm definitely going to get back to it here soon. But, you know, some of your listeners out there, if there's any places they'd like to see it at, just, you know, shoot us a message and, you know, make drop a comment on one of my posts and, you know, I can kind of get after it.
That is Billy Zurikat, Z-U-R-E-I-K-A-T. Follow him on Instagram, The Real Billy Z. You're nearing 18,000 followers, Billy. Well done. Doing great Thanks, work, man. Making pizza, having fun with the whole food and sports community, and raising money along the way. Check him out on social media, trippingbillyz.com as well. Billy, once they beat the Rams, you'll be able to start. It'll be either San Francisco or Seattle for the NFC title, so you can start working on that.
I know. Honestly, I think like part of me as a pizza person, I want Seattle because I really just don't want to do another San Francisco pizza. I feel like I've exhausted the options there. But I do want a home game if we win. But Seattle would be kind of cool because I've only had one Seattle pizza done in the last 4 years. But the last time we played the Niners, I made a Peking duck pizza, probably my longest and most labor-intensive pizza that I've made. But listen, I don't care if the Bears are in the NFC Championship. I don't care if they're playing. They're playing the team on Mars. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'll figure something out.
You'll figure it out. Billy, you're the man. Thanks a bunch for jumping on the podcast again.
Appreciate your voice as always. Bear down.
That is Billy Zurikat. Must follow on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Billy's just cranking out great pizza and raising money along the way. Very cool story. Always love checking in with Billy ahead of another. Are you predicting a win for Sunday?
I am. And what's funny is I just I know Billy likes to do parties and stuff like that. I want to watch the game by myself, kind of, or just like in the comfort of my home.
Locked in.
My wife told me that I was making the dog nervous. I was like, I'm trying to be as calm as possible here. She goes, there's energy coming from here. I'm like, that is 38 years of trauma. Come on.
It's been very tense, the Chicago Bears season, obviously, against Green Bay. Are you making anything special? Any plans?
I don't have plans yet. I think it's going to be bringing something in this time. I think I'm going to have wings. I think I got to find a good wings place nearby. Are you covering the game?
I'll be in the press box for the game. So the press box spread is hit or miss this season. Sometimes they surprise us.
I heard there were some sandwiches recently. Some good sandwiches.
There were. Last week was kind of weird. It was sandwiches, like a pretzel bun sandwich, and then they had a turkey sandwich, and then they had mashed potatoes.
Oh, makes total sense.
I don't know. They were sort of all over the place. Last year, I felt like the press box spread was a little better. Not that anybody really cares, but
I care.
We'll see. We'll see what they whip up for another playoff.
Real quick, I have a Pizza Madness update.
Oh, if you
are up for that,
sure.
Go ahead. So we have an official start date. Still working on who we're going to be partnered with on this one, but March 2nd is when we're going to launch things.
Okay.
And this year we are going to take the Chains region, pull it out of the bracket, give them their own little division. So they can duke it out elsewhere. That's our reigning champion, Rosati's, will be over there. And we're going to keep it all kind of mom and pop in the main big bracket.
So are we doing a chain play-in tournament, or they're just doing their own
tournament? They're going to do their own tournament.
So we have two separate brackets.
We'll have two separate brackets going.
How big will the chain bracket be?
I think we're going to keep that to 32, like the region we had here, so we don't 32. Like...
32, wow, okay.
I mean, the fact that we
so
found...
So how are you classifying a chain? Because some places are mom and pop, but they might have, like, three spots.
So I think if you have, like, six or more...
Okay.
I think that might be fair, or, you know,
we'll figure it out. I think you know it when you see it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We've got some heavy hitters in town with the Lou's and the Giordano's and Gino's.
And you have a lot of the resources, right, that you can put in those votes. But then we'll keep that main one still 128, but your regions are going to be.
So you have 128 plus the 32 in the plus chain.
So that is 160 team tournament. This is true madness.
And somehow. Mike is still going to get emails asking why certain
that I left your favorite out.
Left off.
Yeah.
So, are you taking recommendations?
I am taking recommendations now because I want to make sure that I get as many in there as possible. But we'll keep those regions. We're going to have the city one. We'll have a north one, a west one, and a south one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are they emailing you? How do they send recommendations in?
You can email me at mpiff@wgnradio.com. I'm allowing that this time.
Okay. All right. Recommendations. Nothing nasty to Mike Piff, who does a great job putting our brackets together.
I appreciate
that. Of all our food brackets, is the pizza the most popular?
Yes. I think it... You know, what's interesting is...
Wings seem to be the most heated, though.
I still have nightmares.
As someone who's very passionate about wings... I just remember that one being really intense.
People cared a lot
about
that one.
Spot.
Beef last year did really, really well, and I think that also had to do with the whole mom and pop, like, keeping it that way.
So we're still going to do a pizza, beef, and a wing this year.
We are also, because Puckered Pickle is going to come back to do a hot dog one with us that we haven't done before.
Okay.
So we're going to be fitting that one in there this year.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff ahead for 2026. Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast. Look for that. And once again, thanks to Billy Zerkat for joining us. Always great stuff. Check him out on social media. Must follow if you're a foodie, if you're a Bears fan, a sports fan here in Chicago. Billy's doing some cool stuff. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.